A great big bonjour and a very warm welcome to the Good Life France podcast. I'm Janine Marsh, your host. I'm a Brit, born and bred in London, as you may be able to tell from my Cockney accent, but I now live in the middle of nowhere, rural France, in the lovely department of Pas-de-Calais with my four dogs, seven cats and 28 chickens. I'm the editor of the Good Life France magazine and website. I write books about France and I travel all over France year round. When I'm home, I love chatting to you on this podcast with my podcast partner, Olivier Geoffrey.
That's me. Bonjour. Salut. Coucou. Hello. Many ways to greet you in French. And yes, indeed, a great big welcome to the podcast. I'm Oli and I live in Lyon, the complete opposite end of France to Janine, the warm bit of France, actually. At least, usually. Last week, we had quite a bit of wet weather when you visited, Janine.
Do you know what? I think it might be my fault because... Seriously, in the last 2 weeks, I've been to Menton on the French Riviera. I went to the Gulf of Saint-Tropez, Lyon, the mountains of Haute-Loire, and also Paris. And I'm not kidding, it rained absolutely everywhere I went. Not all the time, though. I did get some sun. I even phoned my husband, Mark, while I was away, and he said, oh, it stopped raining at last here in the north. And then the day I got back, it started raining again. I think it might be me.
Maybe. Well, you know, we had a very dry year last year, so it's not a bad thing to have some rain now and again. But not too much, please, Janine. Where are you going next? So I need to take an umbrella if I'm going.
Well, I'm going to Cahors. British people say Cahors, in the south of France, in the Loch Valley. And I'll be staying at a gorgeous 16th century mill called the Moulin sur Seille, which has been converted into a stunning guest house by a lovely Irish couple. I'll be visiting pretty villages, checking out the vineyards, exploring the countryside. I'm also off to Picardy to discover the newly opened International City of the French Language Museum, which pays homage to the French language, which, of course, all good Frenchies know is the most beautiful language in the world.
And beyond. If it does rain, though, Janine, we'll have to consider you may be a rain queen. Right, enough of the rain. Let's get going on today's topic. Janine, what is our topic for this episode?
Well, today, I thought it would be great to talk about reasons to love France, as I do. As we're always saying here on this podcast, France is the world's most visited country. Paris is the world's most visited city, and several of the monuments, museums, and metropolises in France are on the world's top list for visits. But it's not just the places or the buildings of France that tug at your heartstrings. I think what makes us fall for France goes beyond bricks and mortar and boundary lines, and there are many, many reasons that people fall in love with the hexagon, as the French affectionately call France, because it's sort of hexagon-shaped. So let's delve into the reasons to love France. We're all Francophiles here.
Oh yes, that's a great topic and close to my heart, as I have just returned to live in France after, wow, 20 years of living in London, and I'm learning all over again what there is to love, from the sparkling lights of Paris to the sun-kissed shores of the Riviera, south of France, the charming vineyards of Bordeaux and beyond. And yes, I agree, it's about much more than places. So join us as we explore the allure of French culture, history and lifestyle. Let's go. The Good Life France podcast. Everything you want to know about France and more. With Janine Marsh and Olivier Geoffrey. France captures your heart, and we can't deny that for many it starts with Paris. Famous for its romance, art and fashion, strong along the Seine, admire the artistry of the Louvre, climb the Eiffel Tower for breathtaking views, and you'll fall for Paris' charms for sure. Venturing south, the French Riviera beckons with its glamorous coastline, the azure waters of Nice, the cinematic allure of Cannes as well.
And in Provence, we have the blooming lavender fields in summer that make you giddy at the sight of such beauty. And there are pickled-in-the-past picture-perfect villages which make you sigh. While in the Loire Valley, fairy tale castles tell tales of France's royal past in a lush landscape. France's monuments, like the Pantheon in Paris and the ancient Roman aqueduct of Pont du Gard, are not just architectural wonders, though, they're storytellers of the nation's layered history from ancient times to the present day.
And the historic cities of Avignon and Carcassonne are steeped in history, with Avignon's Palais des Papes and Carcassonne's fortified city walls, inviting us to step back in time and experience medieval France in all its glory. Brittany, Normandy, Alsace, Limousin, Dordogne, the mountains, the beaches, the cities and villages. France is such a diverse country. There is so much to explore.
I always think how strange it is that you could actually fit France into Texas and still have some room left over. And yet it's like several different countries in one. So last week I was in Paris on Thursday and the sun was shining. Yes, I do bring sunshine too sometimes.
Good.
And it was warm. Everyone was walking around with their coats off and sitting outside cafes, watching the world go by. And then on Friday, the next day, I went south to a town called Issaingeaux in Haute-Loire. And it took me just about 3 hours by train and car from Paris. I went there to go to school, the world's biggest pastry school. But it was like a different country in geography. And it snowed while I was there. So the day before sun, then it snowed. I stayed in a castle built on top of a volcano. I joined classes where the patisserie chefs of the future were being put through their paces. And I've got to tell you, I ate my own week in cake. And I'll be telling you more about my visits in a future issue of the Good Life France magazine, which is free. And you can find it at www.thegoodlifefrance.com. Mm. But it just goes to show how different France is. You know, every region has something diverse to offer.
French cakes. Yummy. Mm. Can't wait. And it's true, you can hop on a train in France and within an hour or two find yourself in what feels like a different country from the place you just left. And that's one very good reason to love France. The sheer diversity of the landscape is incredible.
Now let's talk about a topic that's very close to my heart, the gastronomic delights of France. Each of these diverse regions have their own specialities, like creamy cheeses of Normandy, rich and tasty stews from Burgundy, pink praline of Lyon, where you live, Ollie, the carbonade flamande of the north, where I live, beanfield cassoulet. It's just so many regional dishes. And what about pastries? Croissants, eclairs, macarons, they're just the beginning of France's sweet indulgences. And believe me, I really indulged when I went to the pastry school last week. Gâteaux, cakes that look like jewels and taste like heaven made by master craftsmen.
Wow. And what about cheese? Of course, camembert, brie, comté, époisse, minster, tom, even vieux boulogne. Officially, the smelliest cheese in the world. Actually, I should say, the smelliest cheese in the world. Estimates of how many different French cheeses there are range from 250 to 1,000 plus. You could eat 3 different cheeses a day and still not try them all in a year.
Well, that sounds like a really good challenge. You could do that. But yes, food is a very, very good reason to love France, whichever part of the country you're in. In Lyon, you can savour the essence of French cuisine in the traditional bouchons, which are restaurants that serve classic local dishes. Bordeaux offers a divine blend of gastronomic markets and world-class vineyards. But for me, these towns are not just places to eat. They are destinations where food tells the story of history, tradition and community. But now let's talk about some less tangible things to love, like the language. So I mentioned earlier that I'm going to Picardy to visit the new French Language Centre, right? And despite being incredibly challenging for a non-native, once you begin to get a handle on it, it's quite a beautiful language to speak and to hear spoken. And let's face it, even if you can't understand a word, it's still lovely. And I love that there are curious and entertaining accents, region to region, that keeps you on your toes, like my region. The local people speak a sort of patois called ch'ti, and there's a great film about it called Bienvenue chez les ch'tis, Welcome to the Sticks, sort of. And they speak with a very strong accent. So, for instance, instead of ça va, which means how are you, they say ça va. I actually have a ch'ti dictionary because the words are so different from true French. But I honestly don't think I'm going to ever master ch'ti. And I generally find that just blowing raspberries, shrugging my shoulders, rolling my eyes and going really loudly seems to work whoever I'm talking to in France. Now, Ollie, you know one of my favorite French sayings, so could you please say it properly so that everyone can appreciate the beauty of the language?
Of course, it's croquer la vie à pleines dents.
It literally means bite into life with all of your teeth, but really it means to embrace life to the fullest. And for me, that really kind of shows just how lovely the language is.
Okay, now let's talk pétanque. Yes, but the noise of pétanque. Another reason to love France. Drive through any small town in southern France in the late afternoon, and you are likely to see a group of old men playing pétanque, also known as les boules. In our busy, digitally driven world, it's really a delight to see this traditional pastime survive.
In the north too, actually. I think it's one of France's most popular sports, and I'm pretty sure they tried to get it through for the Olympic Games, but they failed as an official Olympic sport. So we may not get so much sun, but we do play pétanque in the north. How about though, metro, boulot, dodo, work-life balance, which is what the French call it, and for them, it's the key to the good life in France. So most French people work 35 hours a week and have at least 5 weeks of paid vacation, which allows us all to have a lot of free time to enjoy life as much as possible. Definitely a reason to love France.
Indeed. You also have wonderful street markets, from the famed flea markets of Paris to the colorful Provençal markets. France's street markets are a treasure trove of local culture, offering everything from antiques to artisanal products and the freshest produce. French markets are famous all over the world, and you cannot beat them for stocking up on your weekly groceries and local produce. It is a Sunday morning ritual for many French people, and the meeting of friends is as much a part of it as the errands.
No, when I was in Lyon, I went to Les Halles, Paul Bocuse market while I was there. Well,
Nice.
Ollie, you are so lucky to have this place close by. I mean, seriously, it's stunning. It's not cheap, I have to say. But then this isn't your average market. I have never seen so many meilleurs ouvriers de France in one place. Meilleurs ouvriers de France are often called MOF in France, and it means the best craftsmen of their class. And it basically refers to producers and artisans of the food world and beyond. For me, understanding France means delving into the way of life, the leisurely cafe culture. Definitely a reason to love France. The importance of family and tradition, that sort of joie de vivre that defines French spirit. Here, life is an art form and everyone is an artist. I mean, art de vivre is a way of life. It's the art of living, a bit like what we call the good life in English, by which we mean that life is joyful, spent surrounded by things that give us comfort and pleasure. But art de vivre is more than that. It's about striving to find happiness in the smallest of moments and appreciating and finding pleasure in ordinary things of everyday life, always discovering something to smile about. In fact, Ollie, I think we ought to do a whole art de vivre podcast episode quite soon.
Oh, yes, please.
Definitely. But I love that in France, you know, 2 hour lunch breaks are quite normal. Although I do find that younger people who are at work are starting to phase this out. It's such a shame.
Yeah, a bit, you're right. Eating meals together with family and friends is taken very seriously in France. Dinners can last hours. Enjoy multiple courses and pauses during your meal while talking and being social with your family and or friends.
Actually, according to the OECD, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the French spend the most time eating and drinking of any country in the world, an average of 2 hours, 13 minutes per meal, apparently. That's an awful long time, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Oops. We haven't mentioned wine yet, so that's the topic now. Red, white, rosé, and even yellow wine from the Jura region. There is a wine to suit all. There are so many hidden gems of vineyards, small family enterprises producing fabulous wines for all seasons. Degustation, a tasting, is a must, obviously.
What about crepes? Thin, sweet, crispy, savory galettes from Brittany. I mean, what's not to love, really?
And I have to say, Coming back to France, I love how French bookshops are still going strong. Nothing wrong with buying books online, but there's something, you know, reassuring about seeing books on shelves. And dear listeners, wherever you are, did you know that Janine has written 3 books? You'll find them online at Amazon, but also in bookshops in the high street. They're called My Good Life in France for the first one, then My 4 Seasons in France, and Toujours la France, about a life in France with many animals and funny neighbors. And her latest book is How to Be French. And this is how someone described a writing, effervescent like a glass of champagne. Nice sound.
You are doing well. It's a good job this is a podcast because I'm blushing.
Aww.
Thank you. Thank you for that shameless plug. I love bookshops too. And champagne. Now there's another reason to love France.
Here it is again. And baguette as well. Come on, a top 10 maybe, at least. Tucked under your arm, sticking out of a basket, nibbling the end, smothered with butter, a taste of France.
Absolutely. Bread is a cultural experience in France. Actually, we did a whole episode on bread where we explained why. And let's be honest, is there any bread anywhere else in the world that can beat an artisanal baguette? I suggest not.
I'm sure not.
How about the French passion for heritage and deep-rooted support for the arts? For me, that's actually one of the major reasons I love France. I mean, wherever I go, people say, you know, what do you love most about France? And that is definitely a reason. Everywhere you go, everyone's got such a passion for heritage, for traditions, for history and patrimony. The ancient abounds here in France, and every village and town has its own history written all over it. Observe and you will see all manner quirky and interesting details that point to local history. I really love and praise the efforts of ordinary French people to save beautiful architecture, historic buildings, gardens, chateaus, villages recognized for their floral displays. I mean, it's just everywhere you go, people take such pride in what they have in their own country. It's just, I love it. Oh God, I'm going on a bit here, aren't I? But I really do love it. I think it's amazing.
I agree, obviously. Now, there is another thing I have rediscovered in France that I had forgotten. I found it a little difficult at first, but I'm learning to love it now. Shops that close at lunchtime and on Sundays and are not open all night long at all.
It's true. And I found it really hard when I first came from London to get used to, but I am used to it now. And I really appreciate this. You know, everyone gets Sunday afternoon off pretty much. And I also love supermarkets, which always have an aisle dedicated to local produce to support local farmers and artisans, and supermarkets that sell what some people call ugly food. You know, like when you get a cucumber that's not perfectly straight, or a weird shaped carrot with legs, or tomatoes that look like they've got squash noses. And some supermarkets in some countries don't sell them because they're not aesthetically pleasing on the display. And apparently they think we consumers don't want ugly fruit and veg. But in France, ugly fruit is just as much loved as pretty fruit and veg, and supermarkets sell it and do not remove it from the displays. And I love that.
Something else now, that sound, the sound of cicadas, the, you know, sound of the cicadas immediately reminds me of sunny summer days in Provence with friends when we play pétanque, of course, French bocce, enjoy a pastis, anise liqueur, and grill under the warm, dry sun of the south.
Oh, I love that sound. You always know you're in the south of France when you wake up in the morning and the sun streaming through the curtains and you hear that noise, definitely. That sort of terrible impression of cicada. How about cake? I love cake. Have I said that already? It doesn't matter. I'm going to say it again if I have cake. Another reason to love France.
Yeah, I think you did say that already. And also architecture. Baroque, Haussmannian, Le Corbusier, Auguste Perret, French Renaissance, Gothic, Romanesque, Gallo-Roman, Beaux-Arts, Belle Époque, and so much more.
How about cafe culture and people watching? a way of life in France.
Oh, yes. And chateaux. There is so much history in France and so many beautiful castles. Les châteaux de la Loire are incredible to visit to better understand how the kings and nobles used to live only a few hundred years ago. In the small area of Beaujolais, just about 100 kilometers long, there are more than 300 castles. And Dordogne is nicknamed the land of 1,000 castles.
Okay, shutters. I love shutters. It's a way of life to have shutters over the windows here in France. Keeps it cozy inside in winter and cool in summer. And I didn't love it at first that windows open inwards, you know, because of the shutters, but I've got used to it now. And I even love that the windows open inwards because I can clean my windows easily, even at the top of the house. And kind of wonder now why we don't all have windows that open inwards.
It's so much easier. And l'heure du goûter, which is never very far, French people don't really snack that much except at the socially acceptable late afternoon hour when it's de rigueur to pop to a boulangerie for a sweet treat. And then we really love it.
I always think I'm going really French now because I do that too now. Yes, I love it. How about festivals? The French need no excuse for a good knees up, from world-famous carnivals to village parties.
And estivals as well, outdoor summer wine festivals in southern France, where you enjoy delicious local wine almost for free, usually about, what, 2 euros a glass or 10 euros for a bottle. Food trucks with traditional dishes or fresh seafood, such as oysters and mussels, along with live music while watching the sunset. Each town or village has its own wine fest, all on a different evening of the week, which is very handy, so that you could enjoy one every day for the entire summer. La belle vie, yes, the good life.
Oh, roll on summer. I have to say, I'm looking out my window and it's raining. We could do with some sunshine here. Another reason to love France, medieval cobblestone villages. Strolling through them reminds you how old the world is and how beautiful and peaceful life can be. At least nowadays, 700 years ago, probably not as peaceful.
And now, aperitif. This tradition is really nice and a really social way to wind down the day. In a cafe or at home with friends, a glass of wine or pastis or lillet, liqueur and some nibbles and good conversation. Ah, is it that time yet? Must be, no?
Not quite. How about church bells? You hear them everywhere, from Notre Dame in Paris to the smallest of villages. There is something really special about the sound. It anchors you to the past, I think.
And here are the bells of Notre Dame of Paris, of course.
Love that sound.
Now, trains. The fast TGV service means you can board in Paris and alight in Bordeaux 2 hours later. You can travel all over France by train.
It's true. I do travel all over France by train. And generally speaking, it's an excellent service and a very good reason to love France. How about politesse, politeness, saying bonjour when you walk into a shop, shaking hands with everyone in the local bar? And here's an example, right? The week I bought my house in France, which is 20 years ago this year, it's a really long time now, we went to the local bar and it was the first time we'd been out in France. We didn't know anyone and we didn't really know an area at all. Bit of a long story, but I pushed open the door of the bar and as I did, I could hear like the buzz of conversation and people laughing. And then as I stepped in, it went dead quiet. So it scared the bejesus out of me. It was like the Wild West, you know, when someone walks in and just goes like... And then suddenly a man stepped forward and he said, "Oh, you must be the new people, the Brits in the village. Welcome." And one by one, every single person in the bar came over and shook my hand. And I knew that I was in a place I could call home.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And also brocante, vide-grenier, marché aux puces, flea markets are a national obsession and a cultural connection for visitors.
How about long, relaxed summer meals in the garden as the sun goes down? Or seated around long tables next to an open fire at lunchtime in winter. Cafes. It's a French institution that's alive and well throughout France. And each one is similar, and yet each one is different. From the view to the regulars to the people watching, nothing compares to the experience of whiling away some time in a French cafe.
And what about the deux chevaux? We have to include this iconic beauty. It's a symbol of French chic and freedom, style in city and country, and so much fun to ride around the French countryside on a hot summer's day with the top down. I'm sure you've heard that sound before.
I love that sound. You can always, you call it a deux cheveux, we call it a 2CV.
Yeah.
But you can always tell one by the noise it makes. And finally, how about French philosophy? Mangez bien, riez souvent, aimez beaucoup. It means eat well, laugh often, love abundantly. And I think we all agree with that.
Exactly. And there you have it. Reasons to love France. I think really we've only just scratched the surface of what makes this country so irresistible. And I'm not the only one to say that, obviously. I'm a bit biased, maybe, but you do say that as well, Janine.
You know, we say it all the time.
Yes. Each corner of France has its own unique charm waiting to be discovered. So pack your bags, bring your appetite for adventure and for great French food and wine, and come and fall in love with France again and again, one exquisite experience at a time. If you've enjoyed our adventure, don't forget to subscribe for more travel tales and tips at thegoodlifefrance.com, thegoodlifefrance.com. But now, it's time for our listener's question. Got a question about France? Well, ask the experts. We reply to you in each episode. And we do it for free. Okay, in every episode of this podcast, we answer one of your questions, and we don't mind at all what you ask us. Let's find out what today's question is, Janine.
So today's question is from Deborah Robinson of Newcastle, New South Wales, Australia. And she says, I have heard a few people say that you cannot have a barbecue in Paris. As I live in Australia, I find this really bizarre. Is it true? And if so, why are barbecues not allowed?
That's an interesting question, Deborah. And yes, I can understand how, as an Aussie, you might find that a tough one. You are the kings of the barbecue there.
Definitely a tough one for an Aussie. My sister lived in Sydney for a while and I stayed with her there. And I also went to Melbourne and we had a lot of barbecues. So, Ollie, true or false, are barbecues banned in Paris?
Okay, first, do you wonder what the French grill at barbecues, or as we call it, grillade? Merguez, spicy lamb or beef sausages, chipolatas, pork sausages with herbs, and camembert, oh yes, cheese is always involved, and yes, we grill it, plus veggies like pepper and onions. We rarely grill burgers and never hot dogs.
Yes, but can you barbecue cheese in Paris?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Well, Deborah, yes, you can, and no, you can't. It depends.
That is such a French answer.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, to answer your question, Deborah, public barbecues are forbidden in the parks and gardens in central Paris. In fact, you can end up with a hefty fine. But in the greater area of Paris, there are some parks where it is allowed, though never in a forest, for obvious reasons. And you can have a barbecue at home, mostly. Some apartment blocks forbid you having a barbecue on the balcony, so it really depends on where you live, but no, definitely not in public spaces in inner Paris.
So there you have it, Deborah and barbecue fans. No barbecues in public spaces, including the banks of the River Seine in Paris. Perhaps at home on the balcony, or perhaps not.
It depends. Thanks so much for that question, Deborah. If you also have a question for us, feel free to send it to Janine at thegoodlifefrance.com, as usual, or via our podcast newsletter. And if there's a topic you want to know more about, let us know. This is the Good Life France podcast. Oh là là! Le podcast The Good Life France. Thank you so much. A massive merci beaucoup to everyone for listening to our podcast from almost 150 countries all around the world. And huge thank you for sharing that podcast with your friends and family. We're truly grateful when you do that. You've been listening to Janine March and myself, Olivier Geoffrey. As you probably know now, you can find me at parischanson.fr.
And you probably know that you can find me and heaps of information about France, like where to visit, culture, history, recipes, everything France, at thegoodlifefrance.com, where you can subscribe to the podcast, my weekly newsletter about France, and our totally brilliant, totally free magazine, which you can read at magazine.thegoodlifefrance.com. But for now, it's au revoir from me.
And it's goodbye from me.
Speak to you soon.
The Good Life France podcast. Available on all podcast platforms, on thegoodlifefrance.com and on parischanson.fr. The most beautiful French songs of the 40s, 50s and 60s, only on Paris Chanson. Available on your mobile, smart TV, computer and smart speaker 24/7. Visit parischanson.fr to find out more. That's parischanson.fr.